The Voices of a City. My apartment in New York is five flights above the street, and I've heard the sounds of my city without leaving my home. I've heard them from long before dawn until well after dark. At first, there is silence. Then, at 6 a.m., Mrs. Klein hangs out her watch. At 7 o'clock, the birds arrive. At 7:30, they collect the garbage. Monday at 8, the streets are repaired. Thursday, construction begins in a housing project at Columbus Circle, three blocks away. Saturday at noon, there is an air raid drill. And on Sunday, there are church bells. On holidays, there are parades. And after school, there are football games in the street. And then there is rain. And every night at 3 a.m., there are cats. The city of New York is made up of millions of people and of perpetual sound. And it's in these many and endless sounds that you find a single rhythm and a single voice. We've heard the sounds of the streets, the voices of the people, and we've heard the city through an open window in an apartment in the West 50s. The rhythm is everywhere. If you listen, you can find it right beside you, in the voice of a 14-month-old baby playing on the floor. The voice of a city, the story of New York.